Well, here's a challenge. Take one of the most beloved albums of all time and make it better. The Beatles set the high water mark for rock music expression back in 1967, and that album has just been remixed for a 50th anniversary release.
Now, who exactly had the brass to mess with a landmark achievement like Sgt. Pepper's? It was Giles Martin, the son of Beatles producer Sir George Martin. He went back as far as the original rehearsals, and in the process, he uncovered a few stunning details that were lost to history.
Like some details of the ending to A Day in the Life, which is epic. There's a swirl of strings and a cacophony of sounds, then a beat of silence. And finally, a single chord banged out simultaneously on three different pianos and a harmonium, which ring into what feels like infinity. Even 50 years later, it can send chills down your spine.
I've got chills. So Giles Martin discovered the Beatles, had a different vision for that initially. He recently talked to NPR Music's Bob Boylan for the All Songs Considered podcast.
Originally, they tried to record a choir.
Wow.
Well, this is the session from this.
A Day in the Life. This is take 8, and it's the choir for the end.
Choir?
8 beats.
Beats, then. Just like count 8. As soon as you say, Right. You stop on it.
What's the note, then, girl? Shall we just all check?
1, 2, 3.
And you can see why they didn't.
That wouldn't have lasted 50 years.
No. Yeah. So that's the fun thing is, art is made out of performance and decisions.
Yeah.
And there's a decision that was made for the good.
That's an excerpt of Giles Martin. He's the son of Beatles producer George Martin, and he was talking with Bob Boylan for the All Songs Considered podcast. They were talking about remixing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band for the album's 50th anniversary, which is tomorrow.